The footy is back in March, and so is Chadstone Toyota as a sponsor of True Bloods.
Aren't we glad about that, Deeble? And you know what? Toyota's new Hilux can help you do these three things. It gives you all the power you need, it allows you to make an entrance, and most importantly, Deeble, it keeps your tools safe.
How good is that, Mads? And Chadstone Toyota have an offer for you. If you take delivery of your Toyota before the 30th of June, you can get $1,500 worth of genuine accessories. How good's that, Mads?
How good is that, Deeble? And that's for the Hilux SR5 Rogue GR Sport as well. T's and C's apply.
G'day, Mickey O from the Swans. You're listening to True Blood, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. Go, boys.
Jeez, this is the most one-eyed podcast.
Yeah, it's what we're here to do.
Let's go. Let's actually go.
For mine, boys.
For yours, Deeble.
I'm about to blow a gasket in here.
You've kicked three goals for the day, Deeble.
What is going on?
Damaging team.
Damaging disposal.
He's been very, very average.
Our best is the best in the competition. This is True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast, back in the Image Online studio in Abbotsford to preview the opening round against the D's up in Sydney and everything else Sydney Swans, joined as always by the number one man at True Bloods.
Oh, Deeble.
The creative nous at True Bloods.
I don't know about that, Deeble.
It's Madison Clark, Faithful. Oh, how are you, mate?
Thank you, Deeble. I'm well. No, we're tied for first, I think.
Yeah. I'm just pumping you up, mate.
No, I know. I know. I appreciate that. And do you know what? I don't need much of a pump up at the moment, Deeble, because I'm pretty bloody excited.
How good?
I am pretty bloody excited, Deeble.
Mate, I'm just pumped. The march is back. So what do they say? What have we been saying in the ads?
March is
footy's
back
in March, and so is True Bloods. We've just been reading ads for about an hour, yeah. Faithful, and we're a bit twisted. But
loopy.
We're a little bit loopy, but geez, we are keen. We're making our way up to Sydney on Thursday to get behind our boys, and I'm just dead set pumped, mate. How are you feeling?
Oh, mate, it's just going to be so good to get up there. I don't know about you, right? But I've grown such an affinity with that great city. Oh, I love getting up there.
Yeah.
It feels certainly like a second home.
It does.
To me at the moment. Up there for the 150th Guernsey launch. We're definitely going to try and get up there a few times this year. It's just awesome going up there. It's awesome. You know, I just feel like it's just the vibes are good, Deeble. There's momentum. Things are happening. It's fantastic, and I think we're in for a great season.
For sure, for sure. There has been their bumps in the road too.
Oh, Jesus.
A footy is a long time in footy, as one Eddie McGuire once said.
Footy is a long time in footy.
Long time in
a week. A week is a long time in football, Deeble.
Exactly right. And when we recorded the other week, we had a clean bill of health injury-wise, bar Millsy. And unfortunately, we have added Luke Parker and Taylor Adams to that list. How do you think that's going to affect us, mate?
It's a pain. I'm feeling pretty comfortable about our depth. I think the way Sheldrick's been going, certainly the way James Jordan's been going.
Yeah.
You saw how he was operating in the pracky.
Bit of Matty Roberts too.
Yeah, mate. Like, I'm honestly not that concerned, because if there's any plugs that we can fill, it's in the midfield. You know, we are pretty fat when it comes to midfielders and guys along the ground. Like, Florent can go in the middle if required.
Yeah.
Errol can go in. You got Chad. You got Gussie. You got Matty Roberts. You know, we're a little bit, you know, the silver lining for these injuries. And God damn, you know what annoys me a little bit?
What annoys you, Mads?
Maybe they didn't know. But the way they were talking, it seemed like he was going to be okay.
Yeah.
Taylor Adams.
Yeah, I think the scan was a bit of a surprise. Because
yeah.
There was talk that he wasn't even going to get scanned and then got scanned, and obviously it's come up. But he's a tough bugger, Taylor Adams.
Yes.
Look, he's always been like that at his time at Collingwood. And the look in his face when he came off, when he did get injured, wasn't one of concern. It's sort of like, oh, bit of a sore knee, bit of a stinger, but not too concerned about it.
Yeah.
It's not ideal.
The benefit is, though, it's not soft tissue.
Yes,
this is
exactly
just
right.
A freak incident. And, of course, the naysayers will say, see, he's injury prone. Well, you know, like if he had twanged a hammy or something like that, you're pretty unhappy.
Yeah.
But it's an accident. These things happen. It's a contact sport.
Yeah.
If, you know, I believe we can cover him. You know, obviously you want him. Obviously you want Parker. Obviously you want Mills. And that even just makes me a little bit more excited because of, you know, we struggle with depth.
Yeah.
I now don't think in the midfield we don't struggle with depth. And I think this is a great opportunity for people. You bang on, Deeble. Matty Roberts.
Yeah.
Gus Sheldrick, big moment.
Big moments for those two guys.
You got a month of hopefully, you know, consistency to be able to string some good performances together.
For sure. And it was probably good news with Parker only coming through was probably 4 weeks he's going to miss.
Yeah.
That could have, I was thinking sort of 6 to 8 for Parker, you know, broken arm surgery. So that's good news that his turnaround's going to be a little bit less. And, you know, it was an interesting pracky game that they had up there last Thursday.
Yeah.
Was it? I'm pretty sure.
Power went out.
Stakes on the field. All sorts of things were going on up there. But
insanity, Deeble.
What did you take out of that hit out? It was definitely interesting. If we didn't pick up, you know, the injury of Adams, you know, there'd be no worries. Not too concerned with how the game sort of unraveled. You know, Brisbane played a completely strong list.
Yep.
They weren't resting too many players.
Always tough, and it was tough conditions as well, right?
It was
humid. It was slippery. That's not ideal. I thought from the parts of it that I did watch, you know, they were pumping in a lot of entries, and I thought our back six did well to a point. At the end of the day, you can't read too much into these games. You know, under Roosie, what, we didn't win any, did we? Or was that under Rocket?
No, I reckon you're pretty right there, mate. I don't think we did win one under Roosie. And, you know, we won a flag under Roosie, though, so.
You're goddamn right, we did.
But, yeah, it's good to get a hit out. Taylor Adams, the casualty, out of it. It was good to see Corey Warner kick a nice goal around the corner. Good finishing there. I'd like to see him get an opportunity as sort of half-forward flanker, winger.
I think this should be a breakout year for Corey.
Yeah, he's sort of probably still the 25th, 26th player in line, I would say. But his preseason's been great.
Potentially, with this situation that we've got here,
yeah,
he could get a go at it.
Yeah.
I really want him to because he's got really, really good skills by foot. He's quick. I really like it.
Yeah, there was a few videos of Corey in the preseason that they put up. Just looks strong, fast.
Yeah.
Very similar to what Taylor Adams was doing on the field, that burst of speed, which we always need. So I'd love to see Corey get a crack
for
at
sure.
It.
Yeah, I would as well. Haynes in the middle more was good.
Yeah, that's the coverage.
It has to be. He's powerful. He can win contested footy. Let's just have a crack. Throw caution to the wind. This is what I mean. We've got options. There's options there, right? What did you make of Hamling?
Not too much.
He didn't touch it a great deal, did
No,
he?
Not too much. You know the role he's going to play. If you're not noticing him, it's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
What was it? You had Joe Danaher went okay. Hipwood went okay. So
Malakin played well.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he nullified the influence. They were still sort of there, but...
He'll take a while to get up to the standard, right? He hasn't played AFL in that long.
And especially learning a new system in the back line, I think that's going to take a little while. And not having the likes of Ramps out there directing, I think if you've got Ramps out there, that instills a lot of confidence in a player in the back line.
He doesn't play round zero, I wouldn't have thought.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. But on a positive...
Malakin does.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. On a positive note, how good was the game of James Jordan?
Yeah, phenomenal. This guy can be an extractor and he can win the footy.
Looks like he's versatile too, man.
Yeah,
he can go out, he can go in and earn his own pill, and he's just going to get the opportunity that he simply didn't get at the D's.
I think Melbourne would be looking at that in the wake of Angus Brayshaw's retirement going, we might have let go somebody pretty handy here because I think this guy, like a lot of the people that we've recruited, has a bit of a chip on the old shoulder and is sort of saying, you know, now's my time to show what I'm worth. So I'm really, really excited for him. He's a lock in every Supercoach team, from what I understand.
Yeah. We don't play the old Supercoach.
We don't, Deeble. We've got a bit on our plate, mate. We've got a bit on our plate, but I just think, you know, we've got, as I've said, I'm not too concerned about it.
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned about it. When do teams come out, in fact?
They'll come out to Wednesday night, the night before. So who do you see getting through that midfield group? That's probably the place to start talking. You're going to have no Parker. You're going to have no Taylor Adams. Who are you running through that middle?
You got Warner.
Yep.
You got Haynes.
Yes.
You got James Jordan.
Yep.
I just see it being a pretty sort of revolving door.
I think
midfield.
So too.
I think you're going to use players. You're going to put Errol in there for periods. You've got Rowie as
Jimmy
well.
Jimmy Robot, right? Yeah.
And that's massive.
Didn't he look strong?
Oh, man.
Mate, that one where he flew like someone off his hip, I was
dude, like... Dude, the way he gets low and uses his hips, he's criminally underrated, man.
Criminally. Get the man... We're going to have to start a petition to get the man a Brownlow.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, man, what? He's been third in the best and fairest, what? How many times?
Twice in a row.
Yeah, twice in a row.
Yep.
Okay, so... another opportunity for a guy to really announce himself, and you know he's got more responsibility on his shoulders.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how he responds to it.
For sure.
Tackling machine, man, he's so good.
Yeah, good player, mate. Good player.
He's got weapons.
Weapons. It was interesting talking to Flanners today. He is always giving his 2 cents here and there. He was like, "Who's going to be rotating through there?" You'll see, perhaps. In patches.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think we're going to see some O-flow through there at stages as well.
I have to.
I was watching a game sort of, it must have been from 4 or 5 years ago, and O-flow was starting in at centre bounces.
Yep.
So I think he's going to be part of covering for those two.
Yeah, he's in there. And don't get me wrong, his position is across halfback, but definitely I was saying to someone at work today, I can definitely see him floating through, getting a few more touches. So... I think Papley is a must. You know, he's been Mr. Fix-It in the midfield when we were seemingly unable to win clearances. He has a real knack for finding the footy in the midfield. So I'm excited. You know what? Wouldn't even be surprised if he was there at the first bounce.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And our man, Errol Goulden, who's just given us a share of the competition.
Oh, we've made it, Deeble.
We've made it. The big fellas shared the Flurio gin. Jump on and buy some Flurio gin, Mads.
Yes. No, they've got the Errol Goulden Golden Gin.
Golden Gin. It is sensational. It's a new drop out of Flurio Gin, Shane and the team. Shane Magor, who is the father of Jaden Magor, who is a second-year rookie and looking to break into the side at some stage, I'm sure, as well. He'll be aiming for that.
Yes.
They do a fantastic job there, and it's a really nice drop. So get on, support the pod, support Flurio Gin. You're supporting a Swans family, so jump on.
I'm actually out of my gin. I might have to hit up Shane.
Yeah, for sure.
Just get a couple of bottles through because it's actually delightful. And I know you weren't necessarily a gin man yourself, but hey, if you operate it with the soda water, Deeble.
That's the game changer, I've told you.
Deeble, it's the best.
It's a game changer, Mads. You change the tonic to soda, and gin is the best thing I've ever tasted,
yeah,
mate.
There you go. Doesn't have the carbs either, Deeble.
That's it. But we were talking about our man, Errol Goulden. He just started where he finished last year.
Yeah, man.
Didn't he?
Man, that left boot. Let me just tell you, Deeble.
Yeah.
That is going to do wonders this year. And as I said, he can move through the midfield 100%. He's, you know what's underrated about him?
What?
His tackling.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Yeah, he's
in an underdog. He's
tenacious.
He's got the look in the eye. He wants it. It's funny how Errol led the players out on the weekend for fourth year player now, Errol, I think, or third year.
He started in 2021.
Yeah, so fourth year. Third year. Yeah. Leading the team out in your third year at the club, that just shows how much he's respected within the playing group.
Oh, yeah. Rated internally deep.
And I think that would make his game going to a new level too. Just that on-field leadership, leads by example. Like, Errol Goulden set shots for goal. They're always going through,
aren't they? Dude. Yeah, dude. You put the house on it. You know what, Deeble? I was watching that game, and I know this isn't really, we're not going to review a Pracky match, right? You know who I liked, Deeble?
Who did you like?
The Eshay.
Mate, same. Same. I put that in the post-game post. Yeah, I like what he did. He was trying really hard. Effort's there. That's the fundamental,
as
right?
As a ruckman,
yeah.
That's the first box you got to tick.
Yeah.
If you're getting around the ground, and he, funnily enough, it looked like he was moving around the ground a lot better than he was sort of in previous years. I was really, really impressed by the way he was operating. And that's a phenomenal backup ruckman.
Yeah.
I'm really comfortable with that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, like the game of Eshe, there are a few who on the socials didn't quite agree with us, but I definitely thought he was, yeah.
Some people don't like him.
Like him, yeah.
Some people just
You've got to judge a game on its merit.
Oh,
you
do, Deeble. Now, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
Deebs, where do you see our makeup of the talls going, right? Because we're gonna find ourselves in an interesting predicament, all right? Let me run through them. Logan McDonald, Hayden McLean, Joel Amati, Brody Grundy, Peter Laddams.
Yeah.
It's quite tall.
Yeah, and that's probably a thing that we discussed was we did look tall in greasy conditions, which wasn't ideal up at Blacktown. But I think, and we talked about this last year too, and we were always like, you can only play two of three of Logan, McLean,
and
Amati. But they played together last year.
Yeah, I don't. I would probably walk that back.
Yeah.
I reckon you can play them all. But does that mean there's not a spot for Laddams?
Definitely not.
There's not a spot for Laddams. Now, where's Reed at?
Playing twos.
But he's fully fit, right?
Yeah, got through a pracky.
Which is good signs. So again, this is probably good problem to have.
Yep.
We've got height that we can call upon if required, because as we know, Amati's got to check.
Would you be referring to something like the Hydra?
I wasn't going to say it just yet, but you look at the midfield, you look at the forward line. There's a couple of Hydras popping
there really
up there.
Is.
There's a couple of Hydras
our
popping
mythical
up there.
Characters.
Oh, Deeble. It's bloody exciting.
Yes.
But, you've got to be really careful with the makeup of that. I think the weather is significant in terms of the decisions you make there. But, I mean, as we know with Amati, he is probably the most injury prone, aside from Sammy, out of those people that I listed before. So it's an interesting one.
In saying that, he's the biggest X factor out of those players.
I think so too. I think so too. But don't sleep on McLean.
Yeah, he stormed home like a freight train last year. His form really hit a new level towards the back end of last year, and hopefully he does the same starting well this year. Logan simply plays. So, you know, maybe we do play them all. It's just, yeah, as we say, we don't want to get too tall. You want to keep that mobility. But in saying that, they're all very agile.
They get around the ground.
Exactly right.
Who do you think is the better chop-out ruckman, McLean or Amati?
I think I said McLean last week.
Yeah.
But, you know, is Amati a bit taller? I'm not too sure.
Amati's a bit more athletic, for sure.
Gets around the ground, definitely. It's so hard to say. Who would you say?
I would probably go with Amati. I would probably like to see Amati chopping out a bit more.
Give Broads, his chop out when he needs
Maybe
it.
Maybe just forward line even,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Selection has always been such a big thing.
Oh, dude.
And surprising.
There's
going to be some players playing twos this week that you dead set you've got them in your 22 or your 23.
You know what I mean? What's our forward line makeup?
Well, yeah.
You got Paps in there.
You got Papley there. You've got the three talls. You've got Wixie.
Yep.
And who's going to be the...
Probably got Haywood as well.
And Haywood. There you go. There's It's the big three talls and the three...
Yep. Because Heans probably stays out of the forward line, right?
It's pure midfield. I'm not including him in the forward line.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. That's a pretty dangerous forward line. And, it's a big year for Wilbur.
Big year for Wilbur. Yeah, grab it by the ball, son. Seriously. We want him to start well. He battled back last year and had some really good games.
Had some good games that people don't talk about, including myself. I think I probably underrated the back half of his season.
Yeah, he was definitely a lot better in that back half.
But
he
had nowhere near the potential, Deeble.
Of the year before, too. He was one of our most consistent players in 2022. So we're looking for Wilbur to recapture that form.
Somebody mentioned when he's playing well, we're all playing well. He does, you know, sort of lead by example or certainly didn't 22. So that's a dangerous forward line. It's a dangerous midfield. The defence, we've been very clear in saying the most important person in our team is Tom McCartan.
Yep.
Because, you know, he now has to take over the mantle as the general, don't you think?
I do. And it's the one place where I do worry a little bit, but then I'm instilled with confidence to how they were able to hold the fort last year.
Yeah, for sure.
You look at it pound for pound, like everyone does in the preseason, and you can question it. There's no doubt. But there's more people probably questioning our forward line rather than our back line.
Well, that's, our back line is certainly the one that is, to me, the shakiest. But you're right. I mean, you take solace in the fact that we can absorb. But I don't want to be in a situation where we're having the most inside 50s against in the whole competition.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the floodgates open. I said it last week, you do not want to be a stat leader in that category.
For sure. What are your thoughts on the role of Robbie Fox this year?
I don't want him forward. I just flat out, and I don't see, we ran through the forward line there before. I don't see a reason for him to be forward. I don't know whether they're experimenting it. It gives me PTSD about the Geelong game last year. I don't want it happening, Deebs. I just don't want it happening. I love Robbie.
Yeah.
Think Robbie's got a lot to offer.
Yeah.
But his place is as a defender.
Unfortunately, and I hate to see this, I sort of see him as a sacrificial lamb at the moment. Like they've slotted some guys in back and they're like, you're playing back, and they're making Robbie go forward. Where I think Foxy...
Do you think he's lost his position?
I do, in that back line, 100%. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong in saying this, but it could be the start of the end. With Foxy, unless he gets that position back. We see it all the time when someone's pushed forward like this, and it's harder to be consistent up forward. That's what I would say.
You've got to create and do things with opportunities that you get. The back line, you're reactive. Forward line, you've got to be proactive.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, in many ways, to find the football. It's a little bit harder. Let's run through the back line. You got Braden Campbell, you got Lizard, you got Lloydie, got Rampy.
I don't think you're putting Campbell up back. He's going to be more wing.
Sure, pure wing. But I mean, let's just go with it. So you got Campbell, you got Lizard, you got Lloydie, you got Malakin, you got Rampy.
Yep. Harry Cunningham. And probably Oflo off that half back.
We're stacked.
Stacked, man. There's going to be some players missing out, Faithful, I'm telling you. And you're going to be like, what's going on there?
It's probably Robbie.
Yeah, I don't think he plays. Definitely not. But it'd be interesting because he's the bloke who's done it tough his whole career, one-year contracts, rookie contracts, and he'd be like, yep, no worries, I'll do whatever the team needs, right? But I just don't see it ending well. But I hope I'm proven wrong. I hope he finds a spot in the team and kicks 30 goals, you know, but it's hard to see in that sort of lockdown role that he plays, where he's underrated in how creative he can be off half back.
For sure.
Run and dash, creates the angles really well. I think Robbie does. But yeah, interesting one.
Debs, is that a Spanian t-shirt
you're
wearing?
Let's og.
That's berserk. It's like, let's og. Let's og. I'm let's like, I'm sitting here trying to figure it out.
Yeah, Sanger bought this for me. It's the best. I'm proud to wear it.
Yeah, he's got some Spanian merch on, faithful. You want to talk about Eshays?
Yeah.
He's the king, Eshay. Yeah. He's the man. But anyway, you can't look at sort of ins and outs. We don't know what's going to happen. But yeah, Robbie might miss out.
Yeah.
Cunningham's position.
As secure as ever.
Yeah,
I would have thought.
He can just be Mr. Lockdown.
Yeah. It was interesting to see he didn't go straight to Charlie, but Charlie didn't have much of it. So maybe he was sort of there. Be interesting to see. Should we take a break? We've gone 25 minutes, Mads. We'll take a break and then we might talk a bit about the Melbourne game.
I'd love to.
Travellers, listen up. Tired of racking up hefty international roaming charges on your phone? Say goodbye to expensive fees and hello to Big eSIMs. Our instant online eSIMs are the perfect solution for travellers who want to stay connected without breaking the bank.
With Big eSIMs, you can enjoy secure, trusted and seamless connectivity in over 100 countries, meaning global roaming at local prices. And here's the best part. As a listener of True Bloods, you're going to get an exclusive 50% discount on all Big eSIMs purchase in March. Just use the code word TRUEBLOODS. Don't miss out on this amazing offer.
Visit bigesims.com now to take advantage of the deal and travel smarter. Chadstone Toyota are back on board as a sponsor of True Bloods this month, and you can find them down at 1547 Dandenong Road in Oakley or call the team on 9568-0933. And geez, they've got some deals for us, Mads.
Oh, Deeble, don't they ever. They're continuing the vehicle lube service from last year, Deeble. That's for the SUV and 4x4 vehicle services, which is $320, including GST. The small passenger vehicle, which is $260, including GST. And essential service only, not logbook. And of course, Deeble, as always, T's and C's apply.
And make sure you call them up, speak to Lethal and the team, whether it's new cars, used cars, lube inspection, they've got you sorted. Chadstone Toyota on board again this month. Welcome back to True Bloods. What a pod.
Oh.
Get behind the pod this year.
How are you? Jump. Come with us.
Come with us.
Come with us.
It makes it so much better supporting the Swannies, because say you're busy, Mads, and I got no one to go to the footy with.
Yeah.
I chuck it in the True Bloods faithful.
You're fine. You're going to be okay.
I got 10 blokes who want to go with
you. You're going to be fine. Now, faithful, just on that, we have a game coming up against Melbourne at the SCG on Thursday at
7:30.
Interesting time.
So, yeah, that's the new time slot that's sort of in between 7:10, 7:50.
Yeah, well, we'd love that.
7:30. I'm happy with it.
7:50 is a little bit late.
It is.
Now, we will be there. The faithful will be there. We will be sitting in section 10 of the O'Reilly stand.
Beautiful. Thank God the sun's down by that time.
Oh, yeah, Deeble will be cooking otherwise.
I struggled in that afternoon sun last
year. We will
year.
Essentially be at the rail.
Yeah, how good.
Now, Clayton Oliver would do well to avoid the rail, I think.
He would want to avoid the rail.
He would want to avoid the rail.
For sure. For sure.
It's going to be interesting. So he's playing.
Yep.
He's playing. This is a team that has not performed up to their potential in the last couple of years.
Definitely. And they'll have a chip on their shoulder.
Oh, they have arguably the biggest chip they've had all this off-season.
Shit going on.
Yeah, just and really bad stuff, right? They've had Angus Brayshaw retire. They've had all the stuff with Joel Smith. They've had all the stuff with Clayton Oliver.
Yeah.
They're going to have something to prove. This is not going to be, you got to be on to beat this team. They are still a phenomenal football side.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, best of luck to Angus Brayshaw
Absolutely.
In his career after footy too.
Yep.
Pretty awesome servant, great personality in the media. Liked how he went about his business. So
yeah.
I hope he gets on top of things and it works out well for him.
For sure, and he's a really smart dude, right?
Yeah.
He's a really well-educated, smart dude that you know, can do anything with his life, and he's made the call to cut it short, which is probably smart considering what we know at the moment. I know Gowie will love that.
For sure. Now, Mads, there is simply two massive matchups that we have to take care of on Thursday night.
Go, talk me through it.
Do you want me to start you off?
Please.
With what the two big boys in the middle, Maxi Gawn,
Brody Grundy. This is...
simply huge for Brody first up.
It's Christmas come early, right? This is what, you know, if you trade in a player, he's played at another team, you circle that game on your calendar as that player, because this is the moment that you say, you didn't play me in a final, you didn't play me throughout the year, this is where I show you what I'm made of. So it's dead set massive for Grundy. This can be the springboard for his phenomenal season to return to, you know, a top two ruckman in the league. This is it.
That's where my fingers are crossed is for Brody to get this one, to take a dub so early in the season. His first hit out. He's had the preseason he wanted. He's fit. He's ready to go. He's got the chip on his shoulder.
100%.
He wants to prove the old club wrong, who stuffed him round for a year. I really want him to get it done so bad.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Let's go, Brodes. First up. And you know the other one, Mads, which is equally as big.
I'm thinking of Petrarca.
Nah.
Are you thinking of Cozzy?
Nah.
Or who are you?
Cozzy's not playing.
Of?
He's suspended.
Oh, he's suspended. That's right.
You know who it is. He tears us up every time. He's kicked 3+ in the last couple. He did it in a final.
And he looks
Bailey
like,
Fritsch. Bailey Fritsch, man. Every time he plays a ripper against us.
He kicked 5 against us.
5 against us round 22. Who's going to him, mate? Who's locking him down? That's where it starts. You have to learn your lessons. And he's done it against us too many times. Who goes to him?
I'm just thinking.
It's a hard matchup. He's that in-between size.
He can play tall or he can play
exactly
short.
Exactly right.
It's a killer. Do you... Now, hear me out here.
Yep.
I potentially would put Nick Blakey on him for a little bit. I think he can go with him speed-wise.
Yep.
Because you got it. You can't let him get out on the lead.
Yep.
You got to have someone there, and I think he's athletic enough and fast enough to go with him. But then it's such a hard matchup,
man. It's a hard matchup, man. But I really do like that. But you just need someone to step up. It's Harry Cunningham, create off halfback. You know, Harry is quick. You know, he needs to go to another level because Blakey can cover him in the air. But also, Harry could get the job as well. Bit undersized, but can go with him for pace.
Yep, for sure.
So that's an interesting one. They're the two big matchups for me.
For yours, Deeble, who does Tom take?
Tommy, who's in their forward line, mate? That's a question without warning.
Well, they've got no Harrison Petty.
Yep.
So
you know, Shaki's probably getting a game.
Yeah.
Alex Neil-Bullen as well.
Nibbler.
He goes through the midfield, gets forward against us a little bit too. Maxi's going to be spending some time down forward. Ben Brown, is he playing? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Where's Melksham?
Knee.
Oh, yeah, he's out for the season, isn't he?
Yeah, best part of the season.
ACL.
I'm not too sure this is where we sort of forget from last year, I suppose. But, yeah, Cozzy pick it out. Who's the other guy who got an injury late in the year? He's not there either. They've got a big pressure on him coming forward.
Well, Harrison Petty.
You mentioned him before. Petty's the big one
He's their key forward. And that's been Melbourne's problem the last couple of years, their inability to score goals.
Yeah.
Right? Ben Brown spent a lot of the time in the VFL, and I think they found, you know, Petty is a bit of a replacement for him. But yeah, he's out for a little bit of time.
And then you got
Van Ruin. So it's probably Tom on Van Ruin.
Yeah, for sure.
He's gotten a hold of us a couple of times as well.
For sure, he played a good game second or third game
Yeah, he was really good.
Exactly the one. And then, look, the midfield battle is always interesting.
This is where you miss Parker.
You do.
And
Mills. Mills did a great job on Petrarca for a lot 100%. Of that game last year.
So you got Oliver, hopefully a little bit underdone. You got Petrarca. There's no Angus there anymore.
Viney.
You got Jack Viney. You know, that is a pretty...
A-class mid.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, this is where you say they haven't played up to their potential in any way, shape or form. Because fundamentally, you've got an A++ grade midfield. So, do you get anyone to do a job?
Do we have anyone in our side who can really tag now?
You just go head-to-head.
Head-to-head, mate. If we did have to pull a tagger...
Jimmy?
Yeah, he's probably the one. You sacrifice his game, goes hard, can still win his own pill.
Yeah,
too.
He wins his own pill.
Rowbottom's probably the one who gets the job.
Rowbottom gets sort of what? Between sort of 14 and 19 possessions a game, roughly. He can win his own footy, but he plays a more defensive mid role.
Could it be a nice baptism of fire for an Angus Sheldrick?
Could be.
Lead him to the ball. Those players are going to go to, you know, where the ball goes.
He's tough.
Tough. He could be the one. Yeah. Gus could do a job.
He plays.
I don't see it every week, Gus doing that. You want him to have the opportunity to flourish in his own game, but definitely capable of doing the job.
100%.
Yep. Liking it. So much to look forward to, Faithful. It's just all about delivering on that potential. Like the D's haven't been able to do the last 2 years, straight sets.
Yep.
It's about us having the list to be able to go and put ourselves in those top four positions.
And we don't like Melbourne, Faithful. We want to beat Melbourne.
We do.
This, as I say, it's a springboard for Brody Grundy. If we win this game... All eyes on us, Thursday night, first game of the season. It just sets you up so perfectly.
Yeah.
Because ideally, you know, you want to go 3-1
Definitely.
After four. You really do. And we've got some tough games. You've got Melbourne, you've got Collingwood, then we've got Essendon.
Yeah.
Never easy against Essendon.
And we need to take this game or against Collingwood on the G.
And furthermore, we want to make a really key thing for me is making the SCG a fortress again.
Yeah.
You want to make it a place where you go, oh, well, the Swans are at home. Tip them.
Yeah.
You want to be able to say that with ultimate confidence.
Definitely. Definitely.
And we haven't had that in a long time, Deebs.
Yeah. The big Zano's brought that up as a point this year. He wants to make... Exactly as you say, the SCG, the fortress.
You want teams to be nervous and scared about going there, like, you know, Subiaco was back in the day for West Coast.
Definitely, mate.
And we can get back there. We have the pieces now to be able to do that. I strongly believe that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. It's going to be exciting to have Tommy Papley back.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, yeah. Few of the players we rested, Ramps, Paps, you miss them.
You miss them. You miss them big time.
I'm excited to what Paps can do. You know, All-Australian in 2022. He recaptures that form. You know, that goes a long way to us playing some good footy.
Totally.
And him and Wixie, that's the Energizer Bunnies up there. They bring the energy. They bring the morale. They get the team up and about.
100%, mate. Now, just I'll walk it back a little bit. We didn't mention Aaron Francis.
Yeah, in that forward line. Yeah, he's gone back to 27, 28.
Yeah, he really
player
has,
in line.
Hasn't he?
Big time. Depth, though. You get smacked, you know, Francis, he's getting the game. But I think he has. We didn't see him in any of the preseason games.
He played VFL. For the Pracky, yes.
Yeah, so I think he's really back in the line. But that's okay.
Has to be. Yeah, look, man, yeah. You miss Papley so much, and he's such a barometer.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain you see him in the middle, first bounce.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's our man out of there. And you talk about your Tommy Papleys, and in the same sentence, you got to talk about your Isaac Heaneys.
You have to.
He's the one. He's getting paid $1 million. He's the one who steps up and says, this is my team. I'm going to lead this team on field. And that's where there is a position in that Swannies midfield with the likes of Parker out. Adams is a natural born leader. With those two out, you've got a player in Isaac Heaney who's been All Australian as a forward. He's been chucked in the deep end And it's he's got to lead by example in the middle and get it done.
You know, when Josh Kennedy retired, my immediate thought was this is Isaac's turn to really provide a level of leadership because, you know, you've got big boots to fill with JPK retiring. And this is his moment. You know, he's been almost there.
Yeah.
He's had good seasons, but we know that his potential is far greater than what he's been doing.
For sure.
So it's a really good litmus test over the next couple of weeks where he'll be playing in the midfield. You want to see good body language. You want to see all the things that Luke Parker would be doing, that Josh Kennedy would be doing. Because he is a senior player in the team now. I know he's not super old, but he's been there since, what, 2015?
No, 100% senior player.
Like, he is the guy. He needs to be the guy.
This first month, he needs to be the guy.
100%.
Find that connection with Broads. Get that going in the middle.
You don't have Buddy there anymore either.
That's it.
This is the time.
That's nearly where my eyes are, man. We probably haven't given that enough airtime. Like, it's so big for Heans, and there's probably, you know, that P word, pressure on him to just find that little bit more, because this first month of footy is so important.
Critical.
Get away to a cracker start. We steal these two games, not steal, earn these games against the D's and Collingwood. That sets us up. Sets us up, Mads.
Absolutely. If you beat Melbourne and Collingwood.
Yeah. It's like, we're here.
We have arrived.
It's a long season too, and it's not all doom and gloom if it doesn't happen either.
You want to bank wins early.
You do.
You want to bank wins early. We've always gone on about it.
Yeah.
So often we start slow and then we're playing catch up.
For sure.
It's no way to play footy.
It's not, mate. You're right. It's definitely not. Oh, we got to break it up with a bit of social engagement, don't we?
We do, Deeble.
We do. We went with hashtag AskTheFaithful. Who are you most looking forward to seeing this Thursday night? For mine. Yes, for mine.
For yours, Deeble.
It's my man, the Chad. Grossly underrated last year, in my opinion. He's had a full preseason. He's rested up last week and he's ready to hit the ground running in 2024. Who for yours? Who have you got, Mads? Personally, who are you looking for?
For me, it's Heans.
Heans. Mm. Yep. He's your man.
He's
our man.
He has to. This
He's the poster boy.
I talked last week about back of the footy card.
Yep. Yeah. He's the
you
guy.
I don't think he's played to the back of his footy card, and I think there's such an opportunity now for him to do that, as I just explained. But there are a few comments here.
There are.
That I want to run through. So there was the 100K Sports.
Great podcast.
Oh, great podcast.
Jump across there and give the boys a listen.
Chad to poll more votes in the Brownlow than Errol. AA season loading.
Love it. And we've got Coach Hess 40, Big Donny Hess. He goes with, for mine, it's
for yours.
Both Grundy and James Jordan. Can the two of the new boys make a significant impact on the side? Both have played well in the trial and preseason games, so hoping for ripper seasons by them both.
Love it. Mark Smith, for mine.
For yours.
It's Wilbur.
Yes.
I reckon he's a lightning rod for us. When he's up and about, so are the rest of the forwards. He had a very average season last year. Needs to recapture his form from 22. Basically what we said before, Deeble.
For sure. And Dan John across on your Facebook, he said, the whole team, boys, for mine. So many here, and you boys have mentioned all the likely ones to shine, but I'm going to go for the big beef Sheldrick. We need the youngsters like him to help us, particularly in these early rounds.
I've got actually another one. So while Heans, I think this is Heans' time, it is also Logan's time, as we discussed last week.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I think sometimes he finds it hard to inject himself into games, but if I genuinely believe because he'll be the focal point now, I don't think that'll be an issue anymore. Although he did start quietly in the game against Brisbane.
Huge. They injected him into the back line to get him in the game behind the ball.
Yep.
So that was definitely an interesting thing. Not quite what you want to see. He's sort of just nowhere. When he goes missing, like, doesn't touch the pill.
Yep.
Has to find a way to inject himself on the game. For sure. Jenny Jetson. What
Jenny
a name.
Jenny Jetson.
One vote, T. Papley. Two votes, E. Gould. And three votes, B. Grundy. I'm just happy we're back on the big footy train again. And aren't we as well, Jenny?
Oh, aren't we ever. Now, have we got any voice notes there, Devil?
There is a couple. I did see one come through. And just for the faithful's knowledge, we're going to be a bit more selective with the voice notes this year, because a bit of the feedback we're getting was the same thing, repeat, repeat over, and that's no one's fault. It's just sort of the way it happens. So just really put some thought and effort, and that'll be appreciated on the pod.
I mean, we want to get everyone on, right? But we've, you know, got to keep it nice and tight.
Nice and tight. Sub a minute. Get what you want to say. We've got Cyril Eilert here. Eilert as in pilot.
That's right, Dable.
Let's go. Here we go. It's coming through.
Mads, Deebs, faithful, happy 2024. It's Cyril from Boronia here and little baby Geordie in the back of the car.
Geordie!
On you, Cyril.
Hashtag ask the faithful. Who am I most looking forward to this year? I would agree and go with Chad just because he just looks good. He's serious about this year. He hasn't got the blonde streaky hair. He's got the sharper do. He looks strong. His legs look strong. And I feel like he's done his apprenticeship now. He's ready to explode in the comp and really dominate. He doesn't just do the flashy things now. A bit of a more workmanlike year last year, racking up bigger numbers and working harder, working through injuries. I reckon he's ready to go, and I cannot wait. Look out, Chad. Let's go.
Let's go. Love
that's it. That's some good content.
For sure.
That's the sort of stuff.
For sure. We've got Willie A.
Willie A
is what you know.
Wow.
Here we go. Big Willie A.
G'day, faithful. Willie A from Broome here. Just got to say that the player that I'm most looking forward to seeing burst on the scene this year is Angus Sheldrick. I reckon he's got the potential to shift our contested ball deficiencies. He's classy off both feet. He's added a little bit of size, and I reckon he's got the chutzpah to really take it to the next level this year. I'd love to see him burst onto the scene in our midfield, and I reckon he's got a couple of weeks now at the start of the year with just a few injuries to really stake a claim on being in our best 23 going forward.
Yes, love it, Willie.
Spot on.
For sure. And that just about wraps us up on the socials, mate.
How good.
Let's absolutely go.
Let's Thursday night. Actually go.
How good. Pumped to have footy back. We'll be at the SCG. We'll be at the Bat and Ball before.
That's right. 5 o'clock, roughly, we'll be there.
We'll touch on all the housekeeping in Seg 3, but we're pumped. Getting up to the SCG. Get down to the Bat and Ball. We'll be back after we hear from the sponsors. And we'll be hearing from the cheer squad as well. How good. Sapphire Golf Tours are on board for the month of March as sponsors of True Bloods. How good's that, Mads?
Stable, it's great. And you know who owns Sapphire Golf Tours?
Who would that be?
That'd be Jimmy Wheeler.
Yeah, and his business partner, Mark, as well. Have all your golfing needs sorted out on the Sapphire Coast. And let me tell you, Mads, it is one of the most underestimated parts of the world. You got to get to the Pambula Marimbula Golf Club. It is sensational.
Yeah, it's phenomenal for boys' trips, birthdays, anything where you got a group of guys and you're sort of not sure about how to go about organising your time there, Jimmy will sort you out at Sapphire Golf Tours.
And don't forget, Mads, they're on your Facebooks, they're on your Instagram, so hit them up on the socials at Sapphire Golf Tours and give them a follow and tell Jimmy you say g'day. We have the pleasure of being joined by both Lizzie and Daryl from the Swans cheer squad, which is just great to have them on. They do a lot of things for the club behind the scenes that, you know, us normal members and people on the outside just don't see. So it's great to have Lizzie and Daryl. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, guys. And I might start with you, Lizzie. How are you going?
I'm fantastic. Thanks, Steve. And thanks for having us on. Really appreciate it. Just booked some flights to Perth for the Freo game, so feeling a bit chuffed with myself, actually.
Oh, how good's that? It's so exciting, the start of the season. We get underway on Thursday night, and we all can't wait. And Daryl, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. And
yeah, ready for the start of the season.
Yeah, exactly, mate. It's a long off season. I always find myself, you know, what am I going to do in the off season? And then all of a sudden, it's all ready to go again. So it's great.
Yeah. Unofficial.
Yeah, that's all right. And how's everything going in the cheer squad? Nice and busy?
Yeah, well, we've spent the last 3 weekends getting all the banner shells ready for the season, so we're all good to go now. So
Yeah, very good. And how,
bring it on.
How long would you guys say, like, an average banner would take, you know, for one of the home banners in Sydney? How much time and that goes into a banner on a home match day?
Well, the show itself is usually between 45 minutes and an hour, depending on how many people I've got working. And then on the night before, we'll probably be there anywhere from an hour to maybe two and a half hours, putting the words and the polls on it. Again, it varies depending on how many people we have available on the night.
For sure, for sure. And I assume that you guys are always chasing numbers, Lizzie. Would that be correct?
Listen, absolutely 100%. Daryl is our banner-making coordinator in Sydney. And luckily, we've got some fabulous people coming over from Perth this week. So we've got some great numbers for this Wednesday. And it's usually done on a Wednesday down in at the SCG. But usually we do struggle. You know, we only get 3 or 4 or 5. But it's a good fun evening. You know, I find it hard because I live on the Central Coast, so I can't get down as often as I'd like. My main role is actually the on-field banner coordinator for the Sydney squad. There is 2 squads, obviously, one in Sydney and one in Melbourne. We do things slightly differently, but, you know, we all get on really well and love each other and catch up if we go to either state. So, yeah, but it's hectic at the moment with things going on and trying to get things organised and making sure that everything's looking good and sounding good, especially with the 150th years. But we're pretty excited and pretty pumped up, and we'd just love some more people to join the cheer squad and come down and even just come down and say hello in behind the goals in Bay 17. Love meeting new people. We've got a few people coming up from Melbourne who I've just said on the socials, come and say hello. Doing some videos. We'll be dropping them every couple of weeks on the socials. My daughter's 16-year-old daughter's embarrassed because I've just got a TikTok account. So I've had to change my name on it. So none of her friends find out. But no, it's all fun and games, and we've got a great crew down there in the cheer squad. It's very small. Melbourne have just opened up after being not being able to take any more members, but with the 150 years, they've actually opened up to more members. So if you guys down in Melbourne want to look at that, that would be fantastic. Sydney, we struggle a little bit, maybe a little bit to do with the, I don't know what it is, but we do struggle a bit. But we've got a core of dedicated, fantastic, fun people, haven't we, Daryl?
Yes, we have. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, so if there are any listeners out there and the cheer squad, you know, tickles your fancy, it's a great way to give back to the club that gives us so much. So either send the page, the True Bloods page, a DM, and I can put you in touch with either Lizzie or Daryl, and we can definitely get that started. But, yeah, so they've just opened up spots down in Melbourne, and they're always looking for people in Sydney. So thanks very much for joining us, Lizzie and Daryl, and thank you for all that you do for the club.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, and really appreciate all you guys do for the club as well. You're amazing. Love the body.
Oh, thanks very much.
I agree with that 100%.
Thanks very much, guys, and hopefully we look forward to seeing you on Thursday night. Thanks for coming on.
Before you go, if you're ever in Sydney and want to come in the banner, give me a yell. More than happy to help you.
For sure, 100%. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Welcome back to True Blood. Steves, how good is it to be in the Image Online studios in Abbotsford? Wow.
Mate, the number one podcasting studio in the country, I reckon.
I would say so.
You hit up Dale and the team at imageonline.com.au.
Have to.
And you inquire about all the services they offer. They've got the podcasting studio here.
Corporate voicemails.
Messaging, all that type of stuff. Mention True Bloods, 20% off. Dale and the team will get you sorted. Thanks very much for being on board this season.
It's been a bit funny. We've done it on a Friday night. We've done it on a Monday night. You'd say that we are returning to normal programming with it coming out on the Wednesday morning, 6 a.m.
Tuesday. It'll be out tomorrow.
No, but I'm saying next week.
From next week, yes.
From next week.
5 a.m., 6 a.m. I'll even put it up at 5 a.m. because...
For the tradies.
For the tradies. They're getting out there. They've got a solid 50 minutes they've got to get through. Yeah, well,
I'll tell you what, I'm still in bed then.
Dude. Yes, of course, mate.
I should be out.
Oh, I'm working from home. I'll just roll out of bed and, you know, get myself a coffee. And,
take my griddle for a walk.
That's it. Oh, mate, but there's a bit of admin we got to cover on the True Bloods.
There's actually a lot of admin.
We want to say a big thank you to the sponsors who have jumped on for this year. We got a fully stocked catalogue of sponsors this year. We filled up all the slots. So without the support of the sponsors and the listeners, this show doesn't happen. And so it's a massive thanks to all the sponsors.
And guys, we've never wanted to do like a Patreon or anything. We feel like this way, you know, we're getting value out of it because we have the funds to be able to put back into the show to make it better for you guys. And at least the sponsors are getting value out of it from us promoting their business. So that's why we want to do it that way. We strongly believe in putting out free content
Definitely.
For you guys. We don't want you to have to pay that's a probably, subscription.
It's a good thing to bring up early in the start of the season, Mads, because there's other footy podcasts out there that they charge for premium podcasts, that type of thing. It's like they're getting a guest on, you know, they're putting that behind a paywall.
Yep.
So we want to keep everything out in the open for free, free to access. And if you guys can support the show in any way, no matter, you know, small or large, it goes a long way to us running how we do.
And when we say support, come and have a beer.
Yeah.
Come and have a beer.
The community is the best thing about True Bloods.
It's the best thing. It's a community group first, podcast second stage, mate. So, you know, come down, meet the faithful, have a beer, we'll buy you a beer. It's the best thing about it. That's where you get the most value out of it. So don't be afraid. Even if you're going to the footy alone, just check the socials. We'll be, you know, either at the Riser if you're in Melbourne, or we'll have some information later about, you know, places to go in Sydney. And we always do pre-game and post-game events. So definitely get down. But
for sure. And if you've got any questions about the show or, you know, how we run things, or you want to know more about how we do it, send us a DM and we try to get back to everyone who, you know, gets in touch with us, because, you know, we appreciate you guys reaching out and, you know, investing in the show.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
The DMs are always open and we just bloody love the faithful.
We bloody love the faithful, Debble. Now, Matt Donnelly has organised some sort of a bus to gather around.
So, yeah, the Sydney Swans Facebook group have a bus which is leaving. This is for Gather Round, Mads. So, round 6... going off the top of my head, we should have that date. But it is leaving from the Elmer Hotel in Norwood, which is it's a pretty inner suburb of Adelaide. And it will be going out to Mount Barker. So travel each way for $20 a head. And that's a sensational initiative by the Facebook group, the Swannies Facebook group, run by the one and only Matty Donnelly.
It's actually round 4.
Round 4, gather round.
Round 4. So yep. The date of that is April the 6th.
Yes. So yes. Leaving from the Elmer Hotel in Norwood, going out to Mount Barker, you get a return trip. You don't have to worry about the public transport. It's $20 a head and spots are filling up fast. So if you've got any questions at all, hit up Big Matty Donnelly.
And just on that, feel free to jump on into the Sydney Swans Facebook
group. Give them a follow.
The one with like 27,000 followers. Or
yeah, there's a lot of good info on there, you know, about ticketing. Matty Donnelly's your guy for ticketing. And even just stuff going on around the club. Someone's normally got some info of what's going on. So
speaking of going on around the club, the Cheer Squad are looking for members in Sydney.
They did. We were lucky enough to have Lizzie and Daryl on the podcast this week to give us a bit of information. So they're especially looking for helpers in Sydney. So if you want to contribute to the club like we all want to do, and they give us so much. So if you've got a little bit of spare time on your hands, get in contact with the page and I'll put you in contact with Lizzie or Daryl. Especially in Sydney, as I said, because they're looking for help up there, making the banners, that type of stuff, game day help. So let us know, hit up the page. And they have opened up a few spots down here in Melbourne as well, which it's been closed for a long time. So if you do want to help out the club down here in Melbourne with the Cheer Squad, let the page know and we'll put you in touch.
Yeah, very good, Deeble. Now, footy tipping. Now, this is my baby this year.
Yes.
I've opened it up. There's plenty of members. Now, I want to be really clear. There are going to be some tippers that are not Sydney Swan supporters in this year.
Definitely.
That is just a reality. It's just grown that big D-ball. They want in. The people want in. And I'm going to make it really clear who's not a Sydney supporter. And we are going to go hell for leather to make sure that they don't get anywhere near the top three.
For sure.
So, send through your $10. We've got the details on the ESPN Footy Tips app when you go into the competition. True Blood's tipping 24. It's going to be really good. So, we'll talk about the prize pool and such after after the season starts, and we know what we're working with in terms of money. Plenty of money to be won. I'm sure there'll be vouchers and such, and we'll work out a sort of weekly prize potentially for people who get nine.
For sure. And look, I'll try and keep that on the socials with a link there with the password TrueBloods24 in lowercase.
That's right.
So I'll try and keep that link up throughout the week. That will be closing at what time on Thursday, Mads?
That'll be closing at, we'll say, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Latest cutoff. Maybe, yeah, 5 right. p.m. before,
maybe 5 p.m.
5 p.m. before we get to
we have a beer.
The bat and ball. Now,
speaking of
Mads, pre-game, we're getting to the bat and ball, which is directly across from Moore Park. It's probably a leisurely, I would say, 7 to 10 minute stroll from the bat and ball,
which we will all do together,
to the ground. We'll march down as one. You know, the vibes will be high. But I can't stress enough, if you're doing nothing pre-game, please get down to the bat and ball. It is so good to put some names to faces and build the community, because that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the key component of all this. And furthermore, we've got the merch going live.
Oh, new merch.
New merch. We've got some cool designs coming out. We've got the merch going live. Pre-order. Can't stress that enough. It's a pre-order. 7 p.m. Monday. And then we'll sort of give it a bit of time and put in an order and get them out to you.
There's been so many people in the DM since last year. Oh, when can I get a hoodie? When can I get a T-shirt? You know, and look, there'll be other things released during the year, but this is the time to get in early. It's a pre-order, so it'll be allowing sort of 4 to 6 weeks. As soon as we've got some ideas around item quantities, we'll get that order in as soon as we can. But 4 to 6 week pre-order, and some of the stuff we've got going this year, mate, the designs are on point.
Oh, late.
We're gonna have the standard True Bloods fits as well, so that's another way to get behind us and support the show. So going live at 7 p.m next Monday. Put it in your phone, set an alarm, and be the first in.
That's probably enough for admin.
It is.
The faithful didn't come here to listen to housekeeping. Deebs, it's going to be a very exciting year. I'm bloody thrilled. It's the big horse as well.
Yeah.
You know, he's become such a figurehead of our football club. I just want it. We need another flag with the big fella. He can do it. He can lead us to the
promised
land. He's
the man who can do it, mate. It's all about execution. We've got the list now. Let's execute. We've got the depth now. Let's execute.
We had some lean times. You know, since we've started this podcast, we started this in the 2018 season.
18, 19, 20.
Yeah, there's been some lean times there.
Yep.
They're not going to be lean for much longer, Faithful. Stick fat. This is it. This is it.
It's time to go, Faithful. Get behind us. We'll see you at the bat and ball from 5 p.m. Thursday night. Our season gets underway. Let's actually go. But this is True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. We're number one in the hearts, and we're number one on the charts, Mad. Speaking words of wisdom.
Up the potty. Deeble, how long has it been since you've had your wheels aligned?
You know what, Mads? It's probably been a little bit too long.
I wonder where you'd go to get that done.
You'd go down to Chadstone Toyota. You'll see Lethal and the team down there at 1547 Dandenong Road in Oakley. Or you give them a call on 9568-0933 and book in your wheel alignment.
Well, Debs, you can get 4 new tyres fitted by them, and that includes a free premium wash on the house. How good is that?
That is sensational. And don't forget about all the Hiluxes down there, whether it's your SR5, the Rogue, or the GR Sport. Take delivery before the 30th of June, and you get a $1,500 worth of genuine Toyota accessories.
How good, Deeble. And don't forget, T's and C's apply.
And follow them on your social medias too, Mads, at Chadstone Toyota, and talk to Lee and the team. He's a big Swannies man, so get behind Chadstone Toyota this year.